Support for Central Florida Public Media comes from Orange County Library System, offering enriching programs and resources for seniors at 15 locations throughout the county, with hands-on workshops, expert-led seminars, and more. A complete list of programs is available at ocls.org/senior/events.
A special session on redistricting is next week. Just ahead, a look at why. You're listening to The Wrap from Central Florida Public Media. I'm Brendan Byrne. Starting Tuesday, Florida lawmakers will meet in Tallahassee for a special session on mid-decade congressional redistricting. The controversial plan to draw new maps, which the Republican-controlled legislature could vote to reject, has drawn widespread concern over possible violations of Florida's constitutional protections against partisan gerrymandering.
Historically, we've almost never seen mid-decade redistricting voluntarily.
A look at why now and the concerns over potential legal challenges to the process. That's ahead on The Wrap. The big stories this week from Central Florida Public Media. But first, these headlines. This week was the qualifying window for candidates running for Florida's up-for-grabs U.S. Senate seat. WUSF's Douglas Soule explains what this means.
Senate candidates have to file the paperwork by noon on Friday to get on the ballot. Democrat Alex Vindman came to Tallahassee Wednesday to turn it in, pay the fee, and make the necessary signatures.
It was a weighty decision. My wife was standing right there next to me like she has been for my entire adult life. We've been married for 20 years, and I'm reviewing this document that commits me to representing 23 million people in Florida.
Vindman is a retired Army Lieutenant Colonel. He testified against President Donald Trump during impeachment hearings. He's running against Senator Ashley Moody. The U.S. House qualifying period should also be this week, but the state moved it to June for potential redistricting. Those running for state offices also have to file in June. I'm Douglas Soule in Tallahassee.
Orange County Commission voted unanimously Tuesday to terminate the part of the county's Federal Immigration Service Agreement, or IGSA, that deals with housing immigration detainees. The county isn't required to have an IGSA specifically, but it is required by state law to have some kind of agreement in place for temporarily housing people detained by U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement. Orange County plans to pursue another kind of agreement allowing for the county jail to hold ICE detainees for up to 48 hours. Mayor Jerry Deming said Tuesday's vote ensures the county will comply with state law.
To protect myself and our Board of County Commissioners from the potential threat of removal from office, all of what we have done at this point has been systematic to get us to this point to protect us from that probability.
Tuesday's vote keeps the rest of Orange County's IGSA intact, meaning the county jail will still be able to house inmates with federal criminal charges. Florida's new SNAP food restrictions are active starting this week. The state has implemented limits on what families can buy using the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. Central Florida Public Media's health reporter Joe Mario Pedersen tells us the state did so in alignment with President Donald Trump's Make America Healthy Again initiative.
Families who use SNAP EBT cards for groceries can no longer use them to purchase soda, energy drinks, candy, and ultra-processed desserts. Florida applied for a waiver to add the SNAP restrictions last year after the U.S. Department of Agriculture encouraged states to stop subsidizing unhealthy foods. Emer Roy is an Orange County resident. Her family uses SNAP to buy fruits and vegetables mostly. Every once in a while, she enjoys a Cadbury chocolate bar from her native home of Ireland. But Roy says she's less upset about not getting the chocolate than she is about the government stepping into her kitchen.
That you're suppressing people's autonomy, you know, this is not the problem, you know, and it's just insulting. It's deeply insulting. Working class people work hard.
Florida joins 21 other states that have applied for waivers. The waiver lasts for 2 years, but Florida can apply for an extension. Joe Mario Pedersen, Central Florida Public Media.
These stories and more on our website. Visit cfpublic.org. It's an age-old question. Are we alone in the universe? Scientists are on the hunt for signs of life outside our planet and are closer than ever to potentially finding evidence of life on another world. This week on the podcast, Are We There Yet? A new discovery on Mars points to the possibility of ancient life. Tune in wherever you get this podcast. Starting Tuesday, Florida lawmakers will meet in Tallahassee for a special session on mid-decade congressional redistricting. The controversial plan to draw new maps, which the Republican-controlled legislature could vote to reject, has drawn widespread concern over possible violations of Florida's constitutional protections against partisan gerrymandering. At Central Florida Public Media's event, Engage in the Community, Sharon Stone spoke with UCF political scientist Aubrey Jewett and Amy Keith, executive director of Common Cause Florida, about the controversial process. Jewett begins the conversation by answering the question, is a mid-decade redistricting effort partisan?
Yeah, I mean, I think the simple short answer is yes, this is a partisan issue. You would not see all this mid-decade redistricting going on around the country, nor would you most likely see it here in Florida if President Trump hadn't asked Republican-leaning legislatures to do it, to try to bolster Republican chances of keeping the majority up in Washington, D.C. Historically, we have almost never seen mid-decade redistricting voluntarily. It does happen sometimes because of court battles and a court order, like even in Florida, it happened the last cycle. But it's only happened maybe before this cycle. It's only happened twice that I know of. And in one case, it was Colorado, and their Supreme Court said they couldn't do it. So it just doesn't happen very often.
Let me ask you this. The Florida voters passed the Fair Districts Amendment in 2010, basically saying maps cannot be drawn for a political party. So the Florida Constitution bans partisan gerrymandering, right?
It does.
So is this effort constitutional? Can mid-decade redistricting be done?
Well, that is a legal question that's yet to be decided. I will say just again, the plain, simple answer, it's sort of like everybody kind of knows, and I say everybody, journalists, political analysts, political scientists, all the members of the party, everybody knows that there's a partisan intent. Republicans in this state would not be doing a mid-decade redistricting if they thought they were going to lose seats. However, in a court, like in the Florida Supreme Court, if there's a lawsuit and it goes up there, everybody knows it. It's not really the legal standard that they're going to judge. So they're going to look for evidence like emails, conversation, things that would show that legislators or the governor had actually talked about helping or hurting a political party. And that's why you see people being very careful, like Governor DeSantis has really always said things like, well, it is because our population has grown so fast in the first 5 years. Or, well, there's a Supreme Court decision that may come out of Louisiana that might impact our minority district. So he's sort of saying things as if it was something else. But again, everybody kind of knows it's about partisanship.
Okay, so that's intentional, those two reasons that he's using.
Well, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And we could talk a little more about them later, too, of whether they're really legit reasons or not. But
that was a good tease, as we call it in radio. Nice tease. So, Amy, we just talked about, you know, what is allowed. When you hear it, does it raise any type of concern for you about how the process is playing out?
Oh, so many concerns for me about how this process is playing out. I mean, I think, first of all, as you said, people, it's pretty blatantly clear that this is about a partisan effort. And we're seeing some, I would say, pretty weak excuses that are being thrown by the governor about why we have to do it, right? He's saying it's about the census, but of course the Florida legislature has absolutely zero power to give Florida an additional seat. So why would you call for redistricting if it's about an extra seat? Because that's not something the Florida legislature can do. I'd also, you know, we hear this talk about, you know, oh, it's about the Supreme Court case in Louisiana versus Calais. Florida's not party to that case, right? That case doesn't have any legal authority over requiring Florida to redraw a map. But there's a reason, you know, as you were saying, there's a reason why we're hearing those kind of excuses, and that's because the governor full well knows that this is illegal. The Fair Districts Amendments are extremely clear. You know, no map, no voting district can be drawn to benefit or disfavor a political party or an incumbent. More than that, this issue is extremely unpopular with the people of Florida and has been consistently unpopular with the people of Florida for over 15 years. We voted 63% to pass the Fair Districts Amendment and make partisan gerrymandering illegal. Common Cause did a survey in September. We found 66% actually wanted Congress to make partisan gerrymandering. Lee, that is 66% of voters in Florida across all parties and political affiliations. So it's, you know, when I see people moving forward with a process that is both against the law and against the will of the people of Florida, and not only that, a process which is moving in a very secretive way, a process which has no public, nobody was allowed to speak during the hearings in December. This session has been pushed from Monday the 20th. People were preparing to come up and speak, and now it's pushed to the 28th. We hear it being pushed back further and further. There have been no maps yet. The people of Florida have no say. So not only is it an illegal process, not only is a process against the will of the people, but they're not even trying to have the will of the people in this process. So that makes it feel even more political.
Aubrey, I need you to help me understand something here. The U.S. Supreme Court decision that Amy just brought up, that could affect voting rights and law. So how does that Supreme Court case out of Louisiana have any impact on what's happening here?
Well, the Supreme Court case in Louisiana is really about the application of the Voting Rights Act to drawing districts, to redistricting. And specifically, it's looking at what is the obligation of states to draw districts that favor minority groups if there is a large enough group of minorities to draw a district. And so the argument is in Louisiana, what the state is trying to do is say that they believe that it should be unconstitutional to take race into account when they draw the districts. And so if the Supreme Court says yes and agrees with that argument, it would certainly affect Louisiana, but the thought is that it might impact a lot of states, particularly in the South, including Florida, because we have at least a half dozen districts that are either minority majority districts or at least minority influence districts, meaning they have a fairly large percentage of Black or Hispanic residents. So bottom line is, what Governor DeSantis has said is if the Supreme Court rules in favor of Louisiana and says drawing congressional districts with the explicit purpose of helping a minority group is unconstitutional, then Florida would have to change some of its districts. Again, whether that's really the case or not, you know, that's maybe another story, but that's the basic argument in what's at stake in Louisiana and how it might apply to Florida.
That was a portion of the conversation from Central Florida Public Media's event, Engage in the Community. Hear more from UCF political scientists Aubrey Jewett and Amy Keith, Executive Director of Common Cause Florida, along with Mary Jane Arrington, Osceola County's Supervisor of Elections, and Ellie Garcia with the Hispanic Federation. That's on Engage. Get it wherever you get this podcast. And we'll be covering the special session on redistricting next week. Find the latest on our website, cfpublic.org. That's it for the wrap this week. This podcast is produced by Central Florida Public Media with editorial assistance from News Director LaToya Dennis. I'm Brandon Byrne. This is The Wrap.